Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show. Hour number two. I am America's voice. God bless America. Thank you for being here. And three big things you need to know right now. Number three, lawmakers in Washington have created a long list of bizarre pet projects to spend your hard-earned tax dollars on. I'm going to go over the list here in a bit. I am normally fearless, but it scares even me. Number two, Liz Cheney has gone from hero to zero in Wyoming. You know, when she is collapsing politically is when CNN and MSNBC are embracing and fawning over her. Her political future right now is zero. That's right. Number one, when you get right over the target, that's when the flak gets the heaviest, the thickest, the meanest. And I tell you that because the progressives are going bonkers right now for a couple of reasons. Number one, they know that dopey Grandpa Joe has not one clue what's going on or what they're doing. And number two, the red state governors in places like Florida, South Dakota, and Texas are killing it. They know that. And the number one target of the Democrat mainstream media smear machine, Governor Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, is polling in the mid to high 50s right now for approval ratings, which is likely a lot higher. Because let's be honest, these polling companies, for the most part, have been destroyed by their own dishonesty over the past few years. So they are trying to keep it all under control. But I decided today we needed to get some input, some instruction about doing what works, about doing things right, ignoring the noise, and getting it done, which is exactly what Governor DeSantis continues to do. There is an America First reckoning on the way in little more than a year. And yes, we can get there because old Joe has lost his mojo. There's no question about that. The mojo is gone because Joe Biden, I mean, you watch him. He's not quite sure where he is or what's going on or how things are going, right? And that's concerning to all of us. And so when Ron DeSantis steps out to get some things done, people pay attention. And he's once again touting how well the Sunshine State has done. We'll start with bite number two. They've done very well in dealing with COVID-19 and the pandemic. One of the keys is and always has been protecting the most vulnerable, most notably the elderly. Keeping grandpa and grandma safe from the virus. Listen to this.
Florida, you know, we've been open. Our schools have been open for in-person instruction. Our unemployment rate is significantly less than the national average and much less than lockdown states like California and New York. Done that all with having a senior mortality rate for COVID that's less than 40 other states because we focused on protecting our elderly population rather than locking everybody down.
You see, you didn't have to lock everybody down. You had to make sure sick people didn't go to the nursing home, the long-term care facility, adult foster care, the veterans homes. All of those places needed to be protected. It was common sense from day one. I never went and visited my mother in the nursing home or long-term care facility when she was there. When I didn't feel well, you just call and say, Mom, I can't come today. I've got a cold. I've got the flu. I've got whatever. I don't feel well. I'm not coming to a building full of elderly people and spreading that around. And yet some states, five specifically, all run by Democrats, did exactly that, most notably New York and Michigan. New Jersey did a terrible job as well. Here's another lesson from Florida that DeSantis and company have put out for everyone to learn from. That's this, rewarding law enforcement and first responders for going to work every day. How about respecting the people that protect us out there on the front lines, despite the massive amount of disrespect and cries for defunding these people? Back the blue is big in Florida. Listen.
Yeah, we did bonuses for all of our sworn law enforcement, firefighters, EMTs. You know, there's people around the country that are trying to defund police. We're funding police and then some with $1,000 bonuses for all the folks who wore the uniform and who protected us during this very difficult year. And obviously, COVID was a big challenge. They don't have the luxury of doing police work on Zoom. You have to show up. You got to be on the streets. But it's also the way the police were treated throughout our country. They've never been treated more poorly in some parts of our country. And I said from the very beginning, that is not going to stand in Florida. We're back in the blue. We're going to back the law enforcement. And this is a token of our appreciation for the great work they've done.
Governor DeSantis appearing there on Fox and Friends. Now, he also pointed out something else. And the reason they were all together was to sign in new laws to protect voting rights and voting integrity in the entire state of Florida. And in the face of the criticism from the left, DeSantis defied their cries and signed the new laws anyway to make sure everyone's vote is counted and that election integrity is number one. He did that live on Fox News to keep elections safe and secure. This is a little bit long, but I want you to hear this. And this is why the left is going crazy, because Ron DeSantis has better performed in the COVID pandemic than just about any other governor. He protected seniors, did not destroy his economy. People are coming to Florida, new residents, 1,000 a day moving to Florida. And then he moves to protect the elections in Florida, even though on election day, Florida was up and down and done. Everything posted by midnight. 99% of the returns were in. Donald Trump carried Florida. There were no recalls or recounts or any other noise or nonsense. No idea that anybody cheated, because they didn't, because Florida has it handled. But they wanted to make it even better. Listen in.
I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect.
So there you go.
Bill is signed. And here's what it does. If you look, here's what it does. Now, we've always had voter ID. We're making sure we're enforcing voter ID. Look, you have to show a picture ID to do all these other things.
All right, Ron seems to have
Dropbox.
There he is.
We're also prohibiting mass mailing of balloting. We've had absentee voting in Florida for a long time. You request a ballot, you get it, and then you can mail it in. But to just indiscriminately send them out is not a recipe for success. We're increasing transparency even better. In Florida, we track the votes coming in real time. Not the results, but we know who's voting, what your registration is, and we follow the turnout. So then when the election's over, we know the universe of votes that have been cast, and it makes it so that someone can't dump 100,000 votes 2 or 3 days later. Then finally, we're prohibiting private money from basically running the elections, like these Zuckerbucks that they were doing in all these different parts of the country.
What about?
So this keeps us ahead of the curve. We put a lot of effort into last election, and we wanted to make sure we did it well. We had 11 million votes counted by midnight, 99%. We think this will make it even better.
I believe it'll make it even better. Now, the Democrats will tell you that's voter suppression. Where? The idea that having laws in place that are equal across all counties of your state to make sure people have equal access to early voting, to drop boxes, to voting hours, to the idea of mailing in ballots, all done uniformly. There's no voter suppression there. There's voter access and there's equality under the law. And that's what that is, and it looks good to me. Good lessons there, Governor. Summer's almost here. I'd like you to get a chance to win a brand new Grilla Grill Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grill's newest Wi-Fi-enabled grill, you can do it all remotely. Get your grill set up, set the temperatures, check everything from your phone. All you need to do to get started is to go to stevegruber.com. You might win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect from Grilla Grills. stevegruber.com. Check it out right now. Anywhere in America, you could win.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Sloppy play cost the Tigers a chance at a series win in Boston, but the Tigers' offense did finally show some signs of life. After a 17-game stretch where the Tigers averaged fewer than 2 runs a game, the Tigers scored 22 runs on 35 hits in Boston, and it was the way they did it that gives hope things are changing for the better. In their last good offensive series in Houston, the Tigers scored almost all of their runs on home runs. In Boston, they put together rallies throughout the series, had a lot of traffic on the base paths, consistently put pressure on Red Sox pitchers. The Tigers had 45 at-bats with runners in scoring position in the 3 games, as many as they'd had in their previous 11. Harold Castro, Jacoby Jones, Robbie Grossman, Victor Reyes all had good games in the series. The key now is to carry those good at-bats into a 9-game homestand that starts tonight against the Twins.